Gay men need to be feminists, too. That's the headline of an LA Times column by Rich Benjamin, the author of the book Searching for Whytopia. He says feminists have been a big part of the progress in LGBTQ rights over the last many decades, and that gay men need to now stand up for women's rights in the workplace and society. Rich Benjamin joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hey, Jeremy, how are you?
Doing well. And let me ask you, what spurred you to write about this issue, this topic?
During the lead up to Pride Month this June, Jeremy, I began to feel an ambivalence, an unsettledness, and I wondered why, and finally I put my finger on it. It felt kind of weird to celebrate gay male liberation, to celebrate Pride, when women were having such a ferocious backslide in their rights. And so that inspired me to look more deeply at that. What can gay men do to step up our support for women, especially given what they've done for our movement and what they've done for our cause over so many decades?
Well, and give us a sense of what you're talking about there, how important feminists have been and women have been in the fight for gay rights.
Feminists have been crucial, from lesbian groups like the Daughters of Bilitis to notorious RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Feminists have stood by us. They have marched on our behalf. They were there during HIV and AIDS. They were there during marriage equality, not just in the state and in the courts, but just as allies in our day-to-day lives.
And you feel that gay men are not doing the same for women now?
I worry that about that very much. I worry that now that gay men have been embraced in terms of marriage equality and to some extent child adoption rights, I don't think that necessarily increases our alliance with women. It could, in fact, strengthen our bond to entitled straight men. And so I think that there is a backsliding among gay men into what our duty and what our alliance with feminists are. And Jeremy, I had an interesting experiment. I posted on Twitter a poll. Who do you think at this point in history is more sexist? Straight men, gay men, or they're both equally sexist? Mm. And 38% responded that they believe straight men are more sexist. 4% responded they believed gay men are more sexist. And a whopping 58% said that gay and straight men are equally sexist. Hmm.
Do you have an example of that?
Of gay male sexism? Mm-hmm. Well, we have plenty of examples of straight male sexism starting at the White House. But examples of gay male sexism have to do with how we treat women in the workplace. They have to do with have gay men internalized our own misogyny, in our own unconscious bias in how we prefer men and give men a leg up, not only in simple everyday interactions, but in terms of pay equity, in terms of the things that matter into the current feminist movement. And not only are we more sexist, but do we have a proactive role in helping women in terms of how are women fighting for minimum wage? How are immigrant women fighting for their very dignity? How are reproductive rights being rolled back? So it's not just our sexism. It's are we being proactive enough given what women have done for us?
Are you being self-reflective as you think about this? Do you think that you've been sexist yourself?
Oh, yes, yes. You know, I'm not one to give a bromide and get all self-righteous on everybody else as though I'm not implicated in all this. I do. And this essay began from a point of self-reflection during Pride. You know, what am I marching for? Who's being left out of the march? Who, you know, does my liberation come at someone else's expense? Or at least do I feel as though I'm doing as much for others as for my own people? In this case, gay men.
One of the big issues, obviously, when it comes to women's rights right now is with abortion rights. And there are big questions now with the Supreme Court about what will happen on that front. However, you know, gay men are the least likely people in this country to have to deal with the issue of abortion personally. But you say they should get involved in that fight.
I think so. And I say that because for me, abortion has to do with self-determination of the body. It has to do with rights. It has to do with stigma-free healthcare and access to stigma-free healthcare. And I think that touches gay men. Now, feminists understand that, but gay men don't always empathize with women and see the flip side, you know, because we're generally not getting women pregnant. We are not dealing with unwanted pregnancies. But at the same time, it is our cause very much, and it very much has to do with us.
You are African American. Do you feel the same way about, let's say, blacks and Latinos in this country who both face discrimination, both have significant hurdles to overcome? Are those groups working together as much as they should?
To be honest, no. I think we could do more. I think everyone on the progressive side could do more, especially when we see the treatment of migrants who are black, but more often than not tend to be from Central American origin and Mexican origin. I think we can do better in supporting each other, black and brown, LGBTQ and women. I think, Jeremy, we're going to be in a fight for our lives, and I think things are going to get worse before they get better. And as people, women, LGBT, black and brown, we can no longer rely on the state for our rights as we typically did. We can no longer rely on the Supreme Court and the federal courts to protect us. We should not give up on the state. We should certainly, you know, defend ourselves fiercely through the state. But we have to be more inventive and creative, and we have to turn up for each other. We have to go to the mat for one another. And to your question, yeah, I think it applies to black and brown people too.
What kind of reaction have you gotten to your column?
I've gotten some gratitude from women. I got some gratitude from heterosexual women who said, wow, I've been thinking about this, but I didn't have the words to put on it, and I didn't feel it was my place to publicly call gay men out. That's one reaction, is gratitude from gay women. And I got some other reflection and soul-searching from gay men saying, I'm not necessarily political. My professional life isn't in politics, but I do think of the women in my personal life who've helped me along the way, who've been very important to my own sense of liberation. And I've never thought about this in the way that you have. And then I got a little crankiness from gay men saying, bah, you know, why are we always being called out? Why are we? And it was just a general unwillingness to look at their implicit complicity with sexism in this country.
And what did you say back to them?
I said, you better check yourself. I said, this is a read. Because it really is there. I'm not making this up. I'm asking women who are deeply involved professionally with gay men and straight men. And they say they see very similar patterns of misogyny among gay men as straight men. Now, gay men aren't passing anti-abortion laws, but that doesn't mean we're not complicit in a lot of the sexism in terms of pay, in terms of workplace equality, in terms of unconscious bias that women face.
That is Rich Benjamin, who is the author of Searching for Whitopia, and we will link you to his column about the idea that gay men should be feminists too at hereandnow.org. Rich, thanks for joining us.
You got it, Jeremy. Thank you.